So today's learning should be a schosli l'nishmas hader chaver chaim loza ben shimshinari and Reb Yaakov Yosef ben chaim menachem ben Sion. Should also be a schos for a fush lema for chaim moish yeshua ben makal chaim do ben menarachu chana leah bashen derachu and abadati ben peril, as well as a schos for all those in a makam zakon in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue now in the topic of galus, and he's going to talk about how to apply galus to our present day situation, where it's not so simple for us to just pick ourselves up and go to Eretz Yisrael to learn or go to an out of town yeshiva. We're married, we have obligations, we have parnos obligations. So how does galus apply to us? So he says like this, page 370. The hakol lefi mashehu adam. Everything depends on the nature of the person. Shabadiris halalu. In earlier generation, in our generations, where we're weaker, if there's someone competent that could teach you at home, you'll be better off in the big picture not to travel away, so that the eyes of a father will be able to watch over his children. So if you're a child, then it's better that your parents will be there to educate you. And if you're a parent and a spouse, then at least you could be there for your wife and be there for your own children. So it's not so simple, again, to pick ourselves up and to travel away. Again, if you're an older bacher, then yeah, potentially it is good and rewarding and beneficial all around to go out of town for yeshiva, but it's not always doable. And certainly when a person gets married, is in Kailil, things like that, it becomes very difficult to do. He says, a person should know that if he has to go into Galus and leave his hometown, either because of Torah, says, let's say you find yourself that you have to go out of town. So you have to go on a business trip and you're going to a place where there isn't going to be kosher food available, and it's going to be a schlep to go to Minyan, and you're not sleeping in your own home, and you don't have the comforts of your home. A person should, it would be wise for a person to have the intent that this should be a form of a kapara for him for galus, because and have in mind that you accept with love the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you be put into galus. And this is the idea that we're saying now, is that even when you're traveling nowadays for business, if you're away from home or you're traveling for any sort of obligation and requirement, all you need to do is have in mind that this is a form of galus and that I accept it with love. And then you're zaycheh to a kapara on whatever level it is, but you're zaycheh to some form of kapara similar to what regular galus does. That galus is a kapara for an aveira. So, he says now, provided that when you're going away, you're not going away and doing averus, because otherwise, all you're doing is you're knocking off an avera that you did previously, but you're adding on a new avera. So, if you're going to go, let's say you're going to go to Vegas, and you're going to go to a club where you don't belong, and you're going to see things that are usher. So you might say, okay, on the one hand, I get the kapara. I'm away from home. I'm in Vegas. So that's a kapara. Okay, that's great. But on the other hand, you're just racking up more haveras that you're going to have to get a kapara for in the future. So you're wiping yourself on this. You're cleaning yourself on this side, but you're dirtying yourself on the other side. So it doesn't help. And he says, even if you don't have exer from Shemayim to wander, okay, you have Parnassa very close to home. So Dave Malinowitz, you are Zaycha every day to go into Golis, to go to work. Very good. So you should have in mind that when you cross the Gathels, you cross the outer bridge, that I have in mind this is a form of Golis, 100%, he's saying. But if you're someone who's closer to home, okay, who, let's say someone like me, right, who walks 15 minutes and boom, he's at the office. He says, sometimes you have to leave your house, you have to go move in with your in-laws. Or, and yes, it feels like galus when you're living with your in-laws. Or really, when you're, anytime, right, if someone's doing construction, she is not here, but she hopefully will hear this, someone's doing construction, and maybe they're not able to live in their house, or maybe they're not comfortable in their current house and they're waiting to move into the new house. So any sort of discomfort that you have, your mindset should not be, you're suffering anyway, you're uncomfortable anyway. Have in mind the mindset that this should be a kapara of galus. And it will be. Shari Amru Shamash Anu Gaivan Bechag. He says, for example, the fact that we leave our houses Bechag on Sukkot, we buy us a Sukkot to go to the Sukkah, Hulanu Lagalus Mechaper Azavain, it's clearly brought down that that's a form of Galus. So why should it be any different if a person has to leave his home? Or Shalom's coming on now, right? So if Shalom has forced Nebuch to leave the confines of Flatbush to go to Philadelphia, so that's a form of Galus. And every day, Shalom, you should have in mind the feeling that you're in Galus and you're uncomfortable. You're there anyway, you're suffering anyway, you might as well get credit for it. He says, I'll take it even a step further. Let's say it's a messy day. It's a snowy day, or it's raining out, or it's just one of those miserable days where you want to turn over and go to sleep, or you don't want to go back out for Ma'ariv, and you push yourself and you go out anyway. That's also a form of gullus. Anytime you make yourself uncomfortable out of your house, that's another form of gullus. So just going to shul on a daily basis can be a form of gullus. The kasha alav ma'ariv, it's very hard for you to go. Beyom sagrir, v'noisei in itzina, it's raining, or it's very cold. You're staying in shul, let's say, to learn a night seder when you'd rather be home, and maybe you're staying up very late. You should be mekabelit with love and do it joyfully, bichavein, and have in mind shehu galus mechaperes avoin, that it should be considered a kapara and an atonement. I love this example because I'm sure we could all relate. Some of us are wives, some of us are mothers, and some of us both. What happened the night before Pesach? Okay, now too many people go away, so they can't relate. But back in the day when everyone stayed home, what happened the 2 days before Pesach? You all remember what happened? Your mother started to clean and she put all the chametz in a box in the kitchen. And God forbid, you went anywhere but the kitchen table, right? You couldn't even go into the refrigerator, already was being cleaned. And you had to live mamish out of a box. I remember my Cheerios box and one thing of crackers. And I don't know. And it already, half of it was thrown away, but you had to live out of this cardboard box up until the night of the Bedikas Chametz. And then from the night of Bedikas Chametz, you couldn't bring any more chametz in the house. So he says, in those days, the wives made the husband sit by the oven and said, "This, stay out of the way. And you just stand by the oven." And so the husband sitting in his own home, but he's sitting by the oven, Nebuch. He doesn't have a place to sit because his wife's cleaning the house. He says, that's a form of galus. That's a form of galus. You should also accept that in galus. Okay, so I will tell you this. I'm going to pause the recording for a minute because I don't want this to be on the recording. So, continuing, anything like this, I'll call dehu derech v'tilto shel mukhrach lasleis, anything that you are forced into a situation that you have to endure, whether it's traveling or moving, or as we said, even being at home, bein l'dvar mitzvah, bein l'tzarech parnasos, whether it's for a dvar mitzvah or for your parnasa, ichavim v'vakish yechashav l'golos mechaperes avon. You should think of it and consider it like it's golos that's being mechaperes in avon. K'may she'amru mali kol nefesh, mali mitzvah nefesh kein hadavar hazeh. Like Chazal say, there's no difference between killing a person, taking his entire neshama, or mitzuring a person, and I saw your comment, Dave. Mitzuring a person and killing him. One's a partial killing a person, one's a complete killing a person. Mali galus gadol, mali galus muat. What does it matter, a big galus or a small galus? I call it cheshbon, everything goes into the calculation, meaning you get points. It's not like an all or nothing. There's such a thing as getting partial credit in Shemayim, and so you could get partial credit without actually going into galus. But you have to have in mind for this, ulkabulinu be'ava rabba. And you have to accept it with love, right? The whole concept is not that I have tainus on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, why am I in this? But I stop for a second and I think, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the optimum situation. I wouldn't have chosen to be in this predicament. But now that I'm here, I'm uncomfortable and I'm recognizing that I'm uncomfortable. And you say to yourself, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you don't have to, you know, you don't have to yell this, but you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between you and him, I am a kabel this biava as best as I can. It's going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to be miserable, but it should be a kapara for me like golos.